Coming up, Pastor Pat tells you how your thoughts and words affect your life, gives you some good news, and points you to God's Word. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prayer Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan, Episode 5, recorded January 20th, 2012. Power of our thoughts and words. Now here's Pastor Pat.
Welcome. We're so happy that you've joined us today. If I told you that your words and your thoughts could affect your health and your entire life, would you believe me? We've all heard of motivational speakers who teach about, you know, envisioning what you want or saying what you want. And as believers, as Christians, we want to be true to God's word and what He says about our thoughts and words affecting our lives. And if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Proverbs 18, verse 21. This is a wonderful verse that really confirms God's guidance on the topic. It reads, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat the fruit." We need to realize that our negative thoughts and words do affect us, and they can even go to the extreme of ruining our lives with so much negativity. We recognize from these words that we will eat the fruit of those words. Job 3, verse 25, Job wrote, "What I have feared has come upon me, what I dreaded has happened to me." There was a mindset there. So, you know, the first thing is we really must realize and fully understand the power that's carried out by our thoughts and words. That number one, there is power in our thoughts and words. The Bible teaches us that, and the Bible also equips us on what to do, how to do, in order to live the life that the Lord would want us to live. So we also need to recognize that we have a choice, which is very exciting. We're not lost to our thoughts. We're not lost to negativity. We ourselves have a choice between either blessing or what you might call cursing, between, you know, speaking the positive and believing the positive or the absolute negative. So this is very important to mention that we have a choice. And this is the hope of the message today, that you will, after hearing this, realize that you do have a choice about something that can affect your health positively. You don't have to just accept everything that's happening. There are things you can do. As I've mentioned before, through our times together, showing you things that you can do to help strengthen you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And this is a very important one today about our thoughts and our words. It's very empowering to have a choice in something in our lives. When we have become ill like this or had an accident that's caused us to be disabled, we feel like we have no choice, or, you know, our choices have been taken from us. Our strength has been taken from us. We feel as though the rug's been pulled out from under us. We had all these plans, and it leaves us feeling devastated, depressed, discouraged, all those negative emotions and thoughts and fearful thoughts. So we of all people need this knowledge deep within us for the strength and the power that will carry us through and help us. Because if we don't have an awareness of this, we can get lost in all our negative experience or our negative thoughts. You know, I remember many, many years ago when I started reading up on my condition, and like many of you, I you know, have more diagnoses after, you know, I had this plus that. All very strange, isn't it? But, you know, I would read up on these things because I'm the type of person who wants to be informed. I do better when I know what I'm dealing with. However, I did really get reading more and more and more. And this is before I was even on the internet. It was through books and medical things. And I became very well versed. And in fact, I remember visiting a specialist, and he thought that I was a doctor because of, you know, the way we were talking back and forth. And but the interesting thing I want to share with you here is, as I read more and more, I got sicker and sicker. Sicker and sicker. You know, I started walking into walls and just all kinds of crazy things. It was almost as though every few days or once a week, something new was happening to me. And when I changed things around and I started reading the Bible, I started filling myself with good thoughts, good words, pretty pictures of flowers or whatever brought me pleasure, I started improving. This is the truth. This is absolutely true. And it's not to say that we won't struggle with negative thoughts or words, but that we need to get grounded in this knowledge today so that we can draw on it to ward off those negative thoughts, recognizing that the enemy, that Satan, wants to pull you down and keep you in great discouragement and despair. So we need to, and we can, fight back by the power of the Spirit as we ask the Lord to help us to stand on His Word and to learn more. So before we continue on, please listen to this message from my husband, Ross.
Just a reminder to visit the Morning by Morning webpage at hispath.org/mbm to check out what's new and to listen to any previous shows. And if you're a woman, you might want to drop by the Christian Women's Health Network page at hispath.org/CWHN. There you'll find information about their meetings and more. And the main site, hispath.org, has links to all the videos, articles, and information the center offers. And Pastor Pat is always looking for your input. Email her at morningbymorning@hispath.org. Now back to Pastor Pat.
And so just to recap, we have a choice. You need to repeat that to yourself. I have a choice. What an exciting thing when we feel now that we have a choice in something. We have a choice, something that we can do that can impact our lives and our health in a positive way. You know, God is so good. All good things come from Him. He still has good things for us. He so wants to help us along the way. So let's continue on with our lesson. Okay, we have a choice. We can choose positive life thinking thoughts that bring goodness and happiness and joy into our lives. But you might say, where do I start? I don't know what to think. You can just have symptoms of depression from your illness and a foggy head. I know when I'm not feeling well, I have trouble thinking clearly, even these sorts of things. And so number one, I just really encourage you, if you can, to have, write down things like some of the verses that I'll be giving you today, or have someone type them out for you so that when you are that way, you can just pick up that little piece of paper or that card with that verse and just read. And these are very crucial times to do it, but also they're very effective, because that's when you're really dependent upon God and the Holy Spirit. You know, you're not able to think these thoughts clearly for yourself, but you have the Word right there in front of you, and you just begin reading it aloud and get it deep within you. So just talking about our thoughts first a little more, is that, our thoughts need to be controlled before we can control our mouths to a certain degree. If we have these negative thoughts, are going to come out in our speech. And if we don't deal with the thoughts, someone has said, it's like pulling out the top of a weed. You know, the root isn't gone and that weed will come back. So, you know, we need to deal with our thoughts. And so where do we turn to do that? Do we turn to books? Do we turn to motivational speakers? Do we turn to our friends? We turn to the Bible. What does God say about our thoughts and how we should think? And Philippians 4 verse 8 is the one that I'd like you to make a card or type up in some way, so it's right there with you at any time. That again is Philippians 4 verse 8 reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Now I'm going to read that again. And remember as I read it that you will draw, at least this is what I do and I did and I still do, is if you're struggling with your thoughts and you can hone in on one of these, whatever is true, start thinking about what is true. Well, true that the Lord loves me, that I'm not alone, He never leaves nor forsakes me, whatever is right, and you think about you know, something along those lines, and you even speak outwards to yourself about it. All this is empowering. So reading it again, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, thinking pure thoughts, that's so important. Whatever is lovely, think lovely thoughts, good thoughts, thoughts that warm you inside and bring a smile to your face. Whatever is admirable, something pleasing. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We need to get these wonderful words and truths into our minds and into our heart through repetition, through just taking this verse apart and applying it to our life on a daily basis. Daily basis, we need to meditate on this verse, Philippians 4, verse 8. And that's your homework as we end the session later today, is to just read this over and over and have it right at hand for you. Realize that our words reveal what is in our hearts. They reveal who we are. That's amazing, isn't it? And Matthew 12, verse 34 says, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." If your heart is full of unforgiveness, or your heart is full of discouragement, despair, unbelief, it's going to come pouring out through your mouth, and it's revealing who you are. So out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And moving on now to our words. We've talked now about our thoughts, and we have Philippians 4, verse 8 as our guide. And it's like anything else, you know, we learn as we go along. We develop, you will develop more and more in this area. You'll start getting your own verses to add that will really speak to you. It will encourage you and excite you. So all about our words now is our next point. Because, you know, we need to use our words and our mouths to bless. To bless others, to bless our lives, to bring encouragement and not discouragement, to build up others, and to just love them with our words. Here are some wonderful verses to guide you that way. Proverbs 16, verse 24 reads, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." Do you know that our words, according to this verse, you know, it brings healing to others, but it brings healing to us as well. Pleasant words, speak those words. They are sweet to your soul and healing to your bones. Proverbs 10, verse 11, the first part of that, we are told that the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. There is life in your words. Proverbs 10, verse 21, the beginning of verse 21, the lips of the righteous nourish many. The lips of the righteous nourish many. Just think, despite your situation, you can still speak life and love and encouragement. You can still be an influence on those who come in contact with you. That, you know, the Lord does this. He opens up ways for us to continue to bless others and be His vehicles, His vessels on this earth, no matter what our restrictions are. Proverbs 12, verse 18, here's showing the effect of a negative, the negative side. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. There you go again. We want to bring healing and happiness to those around us, as well as to ourselves, of course. So I can't emphasize it enough that our words shape and define our lives. They change our lives. They lift us above our problems because we become a different person as we think more and more and ask the Lord to help us, give us His perspective on our lives and how He wants us to live. You know, you can say about your situation what you think Jesus would say, and then you open the door for His miracle working in your lives. As you read the Bible, as you learn more about God, about Jesus and how He would react, you become reacting that. You start reacting that way. You become more Christ-like. You start moving in that. And it opens the door for the Lord to move in your life more and more and more. So notice, too, that when we think of God's Word, we've talked about our thoughts, our words. Now we've mentioned a few verses here. We need to recognize that when we hear and read the Bible, when we think about God and His Word, it gives us more power, more peace, more hope and joy. And many of you are experiencing that even now as you begin to move more into the Word of God. A peace that surpasses understanding can come upon you. And so we need to really speak the Word, God's Word, stand on God's Word, and pray God's Word. Surround yourself, fill yourself. If you want to give yourself one focus and one focus only, is to begin getting into the Word. Read it, have someone read it to you. Whatever you need to do, get the Word in you. Get surrounded, get filled with the Word, and see what happens in your life. I can attest to this from my own history, which I'll be sharing with you more and more as time goes along. And thinking about speaking and reading the Word, Psalm 41:3 always touched me. I remember this when I first read it. It reads, "The Lord will strengthen me." I've personalized it. "The Lord will strengthen me on my bed of illness. He will restore me from my sickbed." Amen. God's Word is powerful. Let it get a hold of you and a hold of your life. Let it propel you into what God has for you, despite any limitations you have. He uses all of us, whatever we, you know, wherever we're at. He will use us, He will bless us, He will help us, He will provide, and He will strengthen you. Hallelujah. Let's close together in prayer. I'm going to read and pray Psalm 19, verse 14. May it be your prayer as well as we close today. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is pleasing to your sight. For you, God, are my rock and my redeemer. Amen and amen. Yes, may the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be pleasing to Him each and every day. And as I said, to meditate on His Word, to get it in you, and to speak it forth over your life. God bless you. Please join us again next time. Bye now.